from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Oh, it's officially back in full podcast form.
It's so good to be back as well. We've missed you wherever you're listening from in the world. In Australia, we've not got many
probably
international.
Probably just the Sunshine Coast, to be honest.
And really, it's just my mum.
Yeah, that's fair.
Hey, mum. Look, if you've clicked on this through our Facebook and you want to hear that pregnancy story, it's around half an hour in. Skip to around the 30-minute mark if you just here for that. Otherwise, just sit back, relax, enjoy.
Yeah, listen to the first half hour, you know? Yeah, I get it. It gets better, but there's some good stuff in here.
We ask some weird questions, and the Sunny Coast, you've come back with some amazing stories this week.
Yeah, you've
delivered. A lot of you called through, I think, purely just because you missed us, and we missed you.
Oh, that's nice.
A lot of people calling up just going, good to have you back. So whoever they had on instead of us while we were away,
worked wonders.
Must have been terrible.
Well, look, we have just been on 3 weeks holiday, so a lot of this episode is some holiday tales.
That's good. It's exciting. You went to Japan for a week and a half.
Yep, Japan and Thailand. Yep.
And I went to Egypt for 10 days. So, yeah, we've got a lot of stories and more of them to come next week as well, but it is good to have a fresh potty app for you to get your ears around.
Yeah, there's more than just our trip in here, though. We speak to former Broncos coach Kevvy Walters about Vegas round, which is happening this weekend in the NRL. The season kicks off. And we talk a bit about footy tipping in general, actually.
Yeah, we've got a lot. If you're listening to this and you want to get involved in our footy tipping, ESPN, the app that you've got probably and you're doing your tips on, you can search CFM Tipping Comp for that one.
Yeah, but good to be with you. Thanks for downloading the podcast while we were gone.
If anything happens to you and you've got like a weird story and you go, wow, this is unbelievable, we want to hear them. Mm. Like send us a DM and go, hey, I've got a story for radio. We'll see what we can do.
Mm. 100%. Well said, Tazzy.
What's your Instagram that people can reach out to?
Hot.babe@hotmail.com.
No, I didn't mean email
oh,
address,
sorry.
You loser.
My Instagram, ellie.chaney.
And me, Taz on the radio.
Lame.
_ so lame. Hot babe.
Enjoy the podcast.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Live across the sunny coast.
We are Ellie and Taz. Thanks.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
But if it doesn't give you your daily drizzle, you can just tune into this show for 3 hours.
That is right. Hello, Sunny Coast. It's been a hot minute, but great to be back with you.
You're beautiful humans. We've missed you so much. You know what? We did try and replace you.
Did we?
Well, you went to Japan.
Yeah.
We're like, maybe this isn't it. Maybe this Sunshine Coast business isn't all that it's cracked up to be. Maybe elsewhere's better.
Yeah.
I went to Egypt. I went, maybe there's some history elsewhere I can find.
Nah.
Trying to find more beautiful people. Couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it. It has been, yeah, what's felt like a really long 2 weeks off, but good to be back.
It is.
Good. Do you know what? I saw a radio station in Japan.
Oh, did you?
I was on a little boat cruise up and down the canals of Osaka.
Yes.
And the lady said, oh, radio station. That's how they say it, radio, not radio.
Oh, radio.
Yep.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, let me off here. I'll go see if they've got any jobs going.
Do they have a radio station on an island, did you say?
No, no,
you had to take a boat to it.
No. The boat was just passing it. It was like a river up the middle of the
Were you trying
city.
To get a job?
No, I thought maybe I should. Maybe I should pop off. But then my Japanese was a little bit rusty.
Play them a couple of your weathers.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So true. But you know what? The Bureau of Meteorology, the app that I use to get the weather.
Didn't work in Japan.
No.
No.
It's just Australian weather.
Yeah.
So I didn't even glimpse it for so long. Oh, I've missed it. Anyway, look, we aren't going to talk about our holidays for the whole show. There will be a few stories peppered through.
How annoying is it when you work with people that have come back from a holiday? Because you have to go, oh, how was blah? How was the trip? You have to do that question. But then they hit you with a 45-minute response.
Yeah.
I've been at work for 5 hours, done 2 minutes of work.
I know.
But I've told 10 stories, so it's all good. Luckily, I've got them out of my system, Sunny Coast. You don't have to put up with it. Instead, we're going to play a whole heap of music. Cool. Also, we've already talked, Ellie and I. This show is going to be super rusty.
Oh, yeah, we don't know what we're doing. Which button do I press to put the songs on again?
Should we apologise in advance?
Yeah.
Sorry, Sunny Coast, for what's about to happen.
I think it's this one. Hey!
She's
still
done it.
Got it.
What's this your password?
It's CFM.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
So, unfortunately, Sunny Coast, I am talking about Elon Musk. However, it's not really about him. It's something that he's doing. An email that he has sent. So Saturday afternoon over in the States, Elon Musk posted an ultimatum to workers on X, on Twitter. And it says, look, we're going to be consistent with President Trump's instructions. All federal employees will shortly receive an email requesting to understand what they got done last week. and he's attached a picture of the email. So the email says, the subject line, what did you do last week? And the message literally says, please reply to this with approximately 5 bullet points of what you've accomplished in the last week. CC your manager. Don't include any classified information. And the deadline is Monday at midnight.
So
he then says, failure to respond will be taken as a resignation. So Elon Musk, of course, is part of that Doge department. Department of Government Efficiency, I think. So they're looking at the government. They're trying to make them more efficient.
Cutting costs.
Yeah.
Cutting jobs.
Yep.
Yep.
What did you do last week?
That is micromanaging at its finest. Imagine.
But it's also having no idea about what anybody does.
Yeah.
It's just
that's why you got to CC a manager. That's the little loophole that he's got there.
Fair. 545-11919, Sunny Coast. This is your time to get involved in a little bit of the craziness. We've got a $50 Coles Myer voucher to give away this afternoon. What did you do in the last week? Let's play along.
Are we wanting people to be productive in the last week? No, or is it the less productive, the better?
Totally. Just whatever you got up to. Maybe it was super busy. Maybe you got up to a lot. Maybe you got nothing done.
Yeah.
Just would love to hear, what did you get done the last week? You could be scoring a $50 Coles Myer voucher.
Are we being their managers right now? Are we the Elon Musk in this situation? And we decide whether they keep their jobs or not.
No, there's no pressure. Calm down. You're getting real power hungry. You've been back for 20 minutes.
Call me Ellie Musk, am I right?
No.
No?
545-11919, Sunny Coast, come with us on this. We've emailed you and said, what have you done in the last week?
I've got a list. Do you want it now?
Of what I did in the last week?
Yeah,
hit us with what you've
done. See, it's not fair because I had not quite a typical week last week given I was
off.
On holidays.
What did you do in the last day?
On the last day? Okay. I washed my dog.
Yep.
I walked my dog.
Yep.
I cooked some turkey rice.
For your dog?
No, for me. How dare you? Turkey rice isn't dog food, it's human food. What else did I do? Came to work.
This is exactly what we want from you, Sunny Coast. 545-11919. What did you get up to in the last week? Because apparently Elon Musk wants to know.
Paul from Noosa, hello.
Hello, guys. How are you going?
We are well, thank you.
Good. When Elon reads my email to reply to him, he may give me a rise.
Oh,
last week I lifted the difficulty level on the PS5 F1 from 20 to 40, I won the Melbourne Grand Prix.
You won the Melbourne Grand Prix
on a higher difficulty.
On the higher difficulty from 20 to 40, so 50% higher, 100% higher.
Hang on, 20 to 40. Does that mean it goes up to 100 and you're still playing on pretty much easy?
I'm playing on. Barley. Medium. It was easy.
You are
now it's medium.
Another language to me right now.
What's the highest difficulty, Paul?
Well, I don't know. I haven't got there. I'm only at 40.
Don't tell your boss that, Paul. We're judging whether your job's on the line here. All right. Well, look, if I'm Elon Musk, I'm keeping you on board, Paul.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Difficulty increase.
Until I get to the top level at least.
Yeah, sure. Look, you've got room for progression in your role, and that's what we're looking for here at the government.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Paul, who did you beat for the Grand Prix? Was it Lewis Hamilton?
No, I cheat on Max all the time, so I've got the best car. I didn't see who came second. I was too happy celebrating. It's not often you win it. It's not often you win at the difficulty level of 40.
No,
medium. You know, that's not easy. That's medium.
That's medium.
You're a legend, Paul. Thank you. Great call to kick us off.
Paul's not losing his job. So, Sunny Coast, the question falls to you. What did you get done in the last week? Elon Musk wants to know.
Can just be one thing like Paul's, or it can be a whole list. We are going to judge, actually.
All right, Zandy, what have you got up to in the last week?
Well, I would say my four kids are my boss. And with them, they've sent me, not just crazy, but totally destroyed my body. So I had surgery last Tuesday. Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, it's the quality of life, if you ask me, for having four kids.
Yeah.
And it will allow me to run and jump and sneeze and cough without wetting myself.
Oh,
I mean, those are the basics. That's what we want from it every day, isn't it? Just that's.
100%.
Yep.
So I had surgery for urinary incontinence last week, and I've done nothing. And my partner has become dad and been amazing. He cooked his first roast in 5 years on Saturday, so I can't complain.
Have we got an applause sound effect for the dad?
I'm trying to find my applause. Oh, there it is. Here we go.
There he goes.
The dad.
The dad of the year.
No, I'm giving it to Zandy. Zandy stopped peeing herself when she sneezes. That's worth more of a round of applause.
Elon will be stoked to know that as well, Zandy.
Elon's keeping your job, Zandy. Absolutely.
I can imagine.
He's not firing Zandy. Hardest worker in the building.
An employee who can hold their pee is one worth having.
All right, can we go down the line now to Palmview? Let's welcome Marky to the show. Hello, Marky.
How you going, buddy?
Good,
hey,
man, good.
Mark, tell us, what have you gotten up to in the last week?
Well, I was in lockdown last week because I work over in WA and we had the serving category 5.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, yes.
Yeah. So we're all in lockdown. There was about
Sounds like he's in lockdown again.
Oh, hold on. Sorry, Mark, we lost you there for a second. Say that again.
Oh, I was in the lockdown room with 230 other blokes on air mattresses.
Oh, no way. How many nights did you have to go through for that?
3.
You're kidding.
And then I flew home and now I'm in trouble with the missus because there's a cyclone off the coast here, so she's blaming me.
Yeah,
she wants me to go back to W. She wants me to go back to WA. Take Cyclone with her.
Cyclone Mark on its way.
Mark, tell me, what was it like on the air mattresses with 280 other blokes? What did you have, like, camp time stories? Did you have midnight snacks together?
Oh, everyone had their own little thing to do. If you found a PowerPoint, it was like winning a lotto.
Yeah.
To charge your phone.
True.
But otherwise, people just on their phone reading or doing, just trying to kill time because the smokers weren't allowed to smoke, so they were getting really frustrated.
Yep.
Wow.
Because you weren't allowed outside anywhere because it was pretty scary, but anyway, I got through it.
You did.
You more of a big spoon or a little spoon kind of guy,
okay.
Marky?
How dare you?
Elon's not firing, Mark, don't think.
No, Mark, you've kept your job. Congratulations,
well done, Marky. You're in
buddy.
The draw for that voucher, mate.
Finally, we'll go to little Bella. Tell us, what have you gotten up to in the last week, Bella?
I went back to school.
Okay. Yeah.
And I did a couple math tests.
A couple of math tests?
Whoa.
And then I went to climb Mount Emu.
Okay.
And went to the beach.
Went to the beach. Love it. We'll pass this on to Elon Musk because apparently he wants to know from the US government.
You're Elon Musk, Tassie.
Yes.
Is Bella keeping her job?
I think so because, I mean, if we look at the stats,
yeah.
I mean, went to the beach is a little lazy. But apart from that, went back to school. Tick. That's
true.
A good one. And a couple of maths tests. Not just one. Come on.
Also climbing Emu Mountain.
Fair.
That's keeping the physical box ticked.
Yep. Went to the beach. Yep. Was that for a school assignment maybe, Bella?
Yeah, well, it was kind of to collect shells for the school project, but...
Here we go. She's
Environmental
never off the clock.
Warrior.
Hardest worker in the building. Well done, Bella.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
These are great stories we're about to share with you, Sunny Coast.
Gross stories.
They are gross.
Yeah.
So you may get a little grossed out. However, we want to share them because we've come out the other side and we're kind of happy that we've both survived.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, we both went overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Both had bouts of food poisoning.
Yep. I'm not sure mine was food poisoning. I think mine was more gastro because my partner, Dan, got it first.
Oh, okay.
He got it like 2 nights before me.
Yeah.
So he got it and we were like, oh, food poisoning sucks for you. What did you eat that I didn't? Hilarious. He's up all night vomiting in the hotel room. I'm listening to it.
Yeah.
Not ideal. But then 2 days later, the tables get turned and yours truly was out for a massage in the streets of Bangkok.
Yes.
And all of a sudden...
Was that a euphemism?
No. All of a sudden, she's pressing into my back.
Yeah.
Which is pressing my stomach into the table. And I'm thinking, something ain't right here.
Oh, no. Mid-massage.
Mid-massage.
So it wasn't such a happy ending, I guess,
no,
for the massage.
No, it was the opposite of a happy ending.
Really?
I got up
sad
and I was
ending.
Like, oh, sorry, I got to go.
You had to get up mid-massage?
No, I made it to the end of the massage. But straight after, I was like, oh, I need to get out of here. And I'd had a boost juice, a strawberry squeeze.
Yeah.
Before the massage.
That boosted things along, didn't it?
Oh, mate. It was a pink affair in my bathroom.
Oh, gross. Okay, well, mine was, Mine's actually better than yours, I think.
Okay.
Because I was on a train, an overnight 15-hour rickety train through the heart of Egypt.
Ooh.
15 hours worth of this train. Rocking back and forth, slow shakes, but also big swaying like you're on a boat.
Yeah.
Right? So you, and no pattern, just left, right, forward, left, up, back. You're constantly moving.
Like a roller
right?
coaster.
Totally. Trying to sleep on the second bunk, like the top bunk, which movement's a little higher up there as well. And I'd had a really, some really bad kofters earlier for dinner.
Not the kofta.
And so about an hour into a 15-hour train ride, I was super sick.
Oh.
Worst part was,
yeah,
couldn't go to the bathrooms.
What?
Because the bathrooms had poo.
No! They didn't.
So my friend came back because I was unwell. And he goes, look, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. I'll see what they're like. We hadn't been to the bathrooms yet.
I feel sick.
And he goes, look, the toilets go straight onto the tracks. He said, but they're clogged.
Oh, clogged. Don't say clogged.
And there's stuff on the seats, which means you can't even sit down and use them. And I went, great. Okay.
I feel sick.
He says, you don't have an option. You're just going to have to hold it. So for 12 hours.
You wanted to do a food
everything.
Poisoning poop?
I wanted to do everything and I couldn't. And I was shaking with the train. I had hot and cold flushes. My body wanted to just let everything out and there was nowhere for me to do it. No one spoke any English apart from us on the train.
Oh, Taz.
I couldn't throw up in the room because I didn't want to ruin our next 12 hours. Couldn't get away from it. And I couldn't go to the bathrooms. It was the worst night of my entire life.
Yeah, I don't like to give you things, but I think you've won.
I thought I was going to die.
That is shocking. 545-11919.
I'm not making a single bit of that up.
Tell us your gastro/food poisoning tales.
Your massage and a little bit of pink in the bathroom doesn't sound too bad now.
Oh, I went
it?
Back to a 5-star hotel.
Oh, great.
Dylan in Watala, hello.
How are you?
We're good. Tell us, did you get hit with the old gastro?
Yeah, it was hard. I reckon, Tati, yours is bad, but this is going to come pretty close.
Here we go.
I went to America with my parents in 2015, and my partner at the time came along. And we drove from San Fran to LA, and we got there at about midnight. She woke up at 2 a.m. I thought she was just being dramatic. And then I woke up 3 hours later and went, oh no, this is not good. And long story short, it was coming out of absolutely everywhere. One was in the sink, one was in the toilet. we had to end up calling a private doctor all the way from Orange County to drive out to LA, where she spent 6 hours hanging off IV drips from the roof and every sort of hanging she could possibly find in the room.
What?
What food did you eat, Dylan? Was it food related? No.
Yeah, the only thing we had was a muffin that we could put it down to, a Subway muffin.
No way. In the US, you'd think that's pretty safe. Oh, Dylan. How was the relationship a lot closer after that or a lot further apart? Because it goes one or two ways when it's coming out all wins.
We're not together now, but, yeah, it did bring us together, I guess, at the time, because we thought that was it.
We thought that was it. Yep, I can relate to that feeling, Dylan. Thank you so much for your story.
Thanks, Dil. We'll go now to Alicia in Woodford. Alicia, can your gastro tale top the others?
Oh, well, this was about 10 years ago, which I thought was a simple case of Bali belly. Got quite sick, and I was like, all right, I'm going home in 2 days. I think I'll be all right. The day before we left, I couldn't eat anything. Everything was coming out everywhere.
Yeah.
And then the day of the flight, I was like, I'm not going to eat because I'm not risking that on a plane, but I just wanted to come home. So I got on the plane. Everything's fine. About a week later, I was still really sick. So I went to the doctors, and they said I had a bug. I had two bugs, but the worst one was called blastocystis. And I would spend a good part of 7 months on every antibiotic you could possibly do, trying to get rid of it. I lost like 15 kilos in like the first month because I couldn't keep anything down. And it's only now, about 18 months ago, I started being able to tolerate any type of meat in my diet.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did you do to have to get that, Alicia?
Well, they said that there's a combination. Like, I thought I was being really careful in Bali with, like, not drinking anything and not having ice in my drinks or anything like that. But they said that sometimes they'll, like, wash the fruit in normal water, which you can get it from. You can get it from, apparently, chicken over there.
Oh,
and, like, I can't remember what the other bug was called, but I had two types of that that black persistence was the one that stuck around. I was going to stool camp like weekly to see if it was easing up, and yeah, it was just crazy. But I'm pretty happy now because I can eat bacon again for the first time in like 8 months.
Silver linings, baby.
Welcome back, Alicia. She can eat bacon.
Let's go to Vicky in Glenview. Tell us your gastro tale, Vicky.
So it's not actually me, but I went on a date. And anyway, so obviously he had some flatulence, so that had happened, but I was covered in gastro.
Oh, no. So, was this a first date, Vicky?
First date, I swear, first date. And all over my sheets, my bed, everything. And I was like, what the... And I wanted to, like, kick him out. But then he's were like, I think I've got a virus. So I spent 3 days caring for him. And then I felt guilty. So then we've just celebrated our 33-year wedding anniversary.
No, Vicky! Did you just say...
33 years now.
Did you just say I felt sorry for him? So anyway, we're celebrating our something or other wedding anniversary.
Yes, I felt sorry for him. I could not. He was like, I think I've got a virus, so I couldn't like get rid of him. I couldn't kick him out. I had to nurse him, and then after that, I felt really sorry. Like I felt sorry.
Oh,
I think I still do, actually.
Aww. That's actually really sweet. Yeah. As horrible as
what,
the start
date was.
She still
feels sorry for him 32 years later.
I was like, it was disgusting. Oh. It was first date.
Well, like I said before, it either brings couples closer together or pushes them apart. And totally. In your case, it really fast-tracked the relationship.
Wow.
Or should I say fart-tracked
no,
the relationship?
You should not say that. Thank you, Vicky. Great story.
No worries. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Vic. We'll go now to Aiden in Nambour. Hello, Aiden.
Hey, how you going?
We're good. Look, the title of King Gastro / Queen Gastro is still up for grabs. We've got a lot of hot contenders, though, so far.
Yeah.
What's your story?
Yeah, so I was out at Thailand for the full moon party.
Oh, yep.
With my mates, and we had a good night. The next day, I had to catch a ferry back to the mainland.
Oh.
And I had a pretty decent hangover, so I thought I'd grab something to eat before we'd loaded up. And I just thought I'd get a chicken sandwich off of those little street carts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, street carts are dangerous.
Yeah, this is where I expected more stories to go.
Yeah. So you can imagine how that worked out. I don't know if it was salmonella or something, but pretty much after we boarded the boat, it hit me straight away.
Yeah.
And the only toilet that they had was like these floorboards, and they had holes in the floorboards,
yeah,
basically. And there wasn't just one, there's three holes, there's three people can come in if they want. And so I did my thing on these floorboards, is trying not to fall in the hole. And someone else came in and he quickly left. I was in there for about 20 minutes at least.
Oh, and
then I had to turn
melt.
Around and up chuck inside the hole. And the worst part of it all is it was a pretty windy day.
Yeah.
So the boat was rocking around and this septic tank was just flying up and down.
Oh,
and...
No good.
No good, Aiden. But I'm actually glad Thailand got a mention because
yeah.
I didn't think it was going to at that point. We've heard four or five stories and no one had really been to Thailand yet.
Aiden, yeah. That is awful. The phrase, I was trying not to fall into the hole, really, really painted a picture. Thank you for that.
Oh, dear. Very funny, Aiden.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Okay, so I have a little bit of dirt on you, Ellie Chaney.
What?
I'm going to need to throw you under the bus. Firstly, if you're listening, Sunny Coast, we are hosting a tipping comp. If you love your NRL, you want to tip with the best? Unfortunately, they're not available. You're going to have to put up with us. However, if you're on the ESPN tipping that a lot of people do, just search CFM tipping comp.
Mm-hmm.
Join up. There's only one person in it so far. Me.
What? I created it.
Have you tipped?
No, I haven't.
It just shows
yet.
Who's tipped.
Oh, no, me. I haven't tipped yet. No,
okay.
No. Well, we only created the comp like an hour ago.
Okay.
So it's early days.
We will get prizes for the winners, but that's down the track. We're just, at the moment, this is something we've come up with an hour ago and we want to host it. You said, oh, I'm happy to host
yeah.
and talk about it. And I went, well, it hasn't worked out for you in the past.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It hasn't. And I've got the evidence right here. to prove it. In your drawers, in your desk, you have an envelope that is a ratty old envelope.
Yes.
From 2022, when you last ran a tipping comp.
No, no, no. I have run the tipping comp ever since I came to CFM 5 years ago.
Okay, let me change it.
Mm-hmm.
The last time you ran a tipping comp where people had to pay money and you had to look after the money. This is an envelope of cash. It has a wad of cash inside.
Yes.
That you were supposed to distribute to winners and losers, because often if you come last in tipping comps, you get your money back.
Correct.
Why do you have, hang on a second, 5, 10, 15, 20,
here's another,
40, 60, 80, $120 of not your money in your drawers at work?
Isn't it more impressive, Taz, that I haven't spent that money? It's been in my desk drawer for 2 years, and I haven't spent it.
This is probably my money. I think I did quite well that year.
Did you? I can't. This is the thing. Okay. Yes, I'm.
You want to be in charge of our show's tipping comp? The Sunny Coast can join it right now. CFM tipping comp on the ESPN app. But you can't even run. This is money hitting the mic.
Yeah. Well, that's why ever since I haven't taken people's money. I've just offered witty emails as, you know, a prize. Which people have really loved.
They've really turned that down.
No, look, I am someone who will admit when I'm wrong, and I admit I was wrong in not paying out the winners of 2022.
Okay, good.
Okay, I'm going on the record and saying
yes.
That. The reason I didn't was because the pressure got a bit too much, because that year I'd said I was going to give out weekly jackpot prizes, which involved far too much maths.
Yes.
Now I think about it, for people who were going to score 8 out of 8 or whatever.
Yeah.
So I let that snowball. It got to the end of the season. Hadn't done the maths for that.
A few staff have actually heard this over the intercom in the building, and they're standing outside. I know. This is your money.
I'm sorry.
Selena's angry.
Okay.
She looks really angry.
I admit, I was wrong. However, I've learned from my mistake. Oh, we've just had someone join the comp. I just got an email. Welcome, Nicole. Welcome.
Can you stay focused on the $120 that I have in my hands right now? This could be mine.
It's
could
not,
be.
Though. I don't think you won.
So there's a list on this envelope. You've actually written a few details. You've gone, okay, well, you've counted it up, firstly.
Yeah.
You know there's $120 in here.
Yeah.
You go CFM tipping comp leftover money. And then you've got a list of people that have been paid.
No, it says
paid dot dot.
Yeah, because they've paid their entry fee.
Oh, this was paying into the cash jackpot.
Yeah.
So we don't even know who's been paid this for 2022.
No. I paid out the winners of the AFL comp. They're the winners of the NRL comp, because I did email ESPN the next year and said, hey, can I have a copy of the ladder? Because they'd taken it off the site. They
Years later and you've kept $120. If you put this in the bank, you would have had more money by now.
Well,
it's not gaining anything sitting in your drawers. So why don't we offer this
To the
winner
comp?
Of our CFM tipping comp.
Well, I've already offered it to the winner of the staff comp.
Oh.
Because I'm hosting that again.
But it's
this
your
year too.
You're giving away money that you don't own.
Sorry, I'm just trying to foster a sense of belonging, rivalry, and fun amongst the people. Sorry. I apologize.
Sunny Coast, if you want to be a part of this very black market sort of, I don't know if you're going to get your prizes. It's going to be the worst run tipping comp on the Sunny Coast. Mm. Maybe that's what we call it.
Yeah.
CFM tipping comp. Search it on your ESPN app.
Welcome,
Come
Nicole.
Be a part of it.
Nicole's team name is Queen of Footy Tips.
Great.
So we might have some competition there.
Well, she's looking to win what, 20,
no,
40,
not.
60, 80, 105, 110, 115, $120 cash.
Join the
comp.
I haven't
seen this much cash in years.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Live across the sunny coast of Noosa. Doing it for Total Tools Caloundra. The best deals, the best prices, every tool, every trade, totally.
How good did her show look in Brizzy? Billie
yeah,
Eilish.
She loves a jort, doesn't she?
A what?
Jort.
What's that?
Jean shorts.
Oh, yeah, she does.
You know, like the long, almost cargo-y pants.
Almost three-quarter length shorts.
Yeah.
Jeans.
It's not for me.
No.
A jort.
She's often been kind of standing out in her fashion choices, though.
Oh, yeah.
She stands alone in that.
She's got a brand, Taz. As do I. What's my brand?
Your brand? Flowy, usually off-white clothing that was white. I'm just assuming it's dirty. And then some sort of like patterned shorts. But the shorts are always made of silk. don't know
I'll
why.
Have you know, my shorts today are made of corduroy.
Are they?
Yes.
I have no idea what that is. Okay, so you recently went overseas. So did I. I've talked a little bit about Egypt on the show already.
Mm-hmm.
You went to Japan.
I did.
I have not talked to you about your holiday at all.
Oh, well, what kind of a friend are you then?
I know, terrible. I mean, how cool. You went skiing.
Oh, yeah. You told me you had a list of questions. You just want me to...
Okay. Well, I'd love to hear a little bit about the trip.
Well, I did a week first in Thailand, which was amazing. Phuket for 5 days, then Bangkok for a few days, which is where I got gastro, so that wasn't as good.
Yeah.
Then flew to Osaka in Japan, spent five days there.
Is that where you had the $400 steak in a box?
Oh, that was in Phuket.
This is luxury, Sunny Coast. Top end of town has arrived. Not only an international holiday with extra baggage, plus multiple countries. She was away for like two weeks. Then she had a $400 steak.
It wasn't $400.
How much was it?
It was a bit less than that.
How much?
However.
No, how much was the steak?
It was about 300. We didn't know that when we ordered it. It was,
it the down second the bottom night of the
there,
menu?
And we hadn't worked out the conversion properly yet.
Yeah.
And my partner ordered it.
Yeah.
And then later I was like, how much was that? And he was like, oh, I don't know what it was in Aussie dollars. I was like, "What? Well, let me have a look then. And sure enough, it was the most expensive food we've ever eaten in our lives.
What was $300 steak like? Usually when you get the really expensive steaks, you actually don't get much with it. The steak is the thing.
You know what it came with?
Oh, no.
Gold flakes. And they presented it to us in a box. The chef came out.
Yeah. Oh, because they've never sold it before because no one in the country is rich enough.
We were blown away.
I thought royalty was in town.
And you know what? We'd just come straight from the gym. We didn't realise that it was a fancy restaurant.
That's opulence,
so
ladies and
gentlemen. So we were in our active wear at this Michelin star restaurant that we just found on TripAdvisor. It said it was the third you know, listed one on TripAdvisor. So we're like, yeah, that'll do. It's nearby.
Yeah.
Did not know what we got ourselves into.
What was the steak like?
Well, funny you say that because we kept a travel dinner diaries where each meal we rated our... So I can actually read you...
I don't want to hear a review of the
restaurant.
I just wanted to hear good and then I can kind of move on.
Extra notes in the dinner diary. The steak loitered in your mouth.
Oh, God.
Service was above and beyond friendly and genuine.
This answers a little bit.
Yeah, view was beautiful.
There I go. Who's keeping the diary, both you and your partner?
Yeah, and then we rated it. I gave it a 9.8. Dan only gave it a 9.
Gee, you guys.
We live it up on holidays.
You really do. Say something in Japanese.
Konnichiwa. Watashi no name wa Eri desu.
Yeah.
How much? Nihon ni ikimashita.
Yeah.
I went to Japan.
Can you say, I spent too much on a steak?
I don't know the word for steak. Wagyu is transferable.
Yeah, it is.
Takai desu ne.
Yeah.
Very expensive. Yeah. But oishii desu ne.
Yeah.
Very delicious.
Very delicious. Yeah. Also, celebrations are in order.
Oh, why so?
Surely Dan proposed over there.
Oh.
Have you come back?
Don't you think if I had gotten engaged while I was away, I probably would have told you by now?
We would have talked about it yesterday. I'm just making sure because I did see footage of him getting down on one knee in one of the videos.
Yeah, he tricked me. He tricked me.
Did he?
We're in this really romantic place in Phuket.
Yeah.
And we were going up for a sunset drink up onto this rooftop-y thing.
Mm-hmm.
We get to the top of the stairs and he goes on one knee.
Yeah, and he goes, I've just bought you a $300 steak.
No.
Will you marry me?
He gets down on one knee and then he gets back up again and gets down on the other knee and he's like, I'm just doing some lunges, babe.
Oh,
don't worry about me
then.
Over here.
No.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
What did you premonish after a North Carolina man has scored $110,000 in the lottery? He dreamt the numbers and he dreamt how much he would win. Crazy.
If the dream gods could give me that dream tonight, that would be really handy post-holiday.
I'd like to start dreaming that the Origin goes the Maroons' way this year. I don't need cash. I just
you
want the Maroons.
Cash?
I just want the Maroons to get back in the winner's seat.
Okay. I'll take the cash. Let's go to
Boo!
Lou in North Arm. Lou, did you predict something in a dream?
I certainly did, guys, and it's nothing any amount of money couldn't make up for, but I actually had a dream that my baby was in distress, and I had a dream that she was being pulled from into a light, and I woke up really horrified that she was in distress. And so I told my husband, and he sort of said, oh, I felt normal movements, everything else was normal about her, But I told my mum, and my mum said to me, you know what, mother's intuition.
Yeah.
If you think something's wrong, let's go get baby checked out.
How old was baby and at the time?
So this was when I was pregnant, sorry. So, yeah, it was I was due to have my baby any day, and I just had a dream that my baby was in distress. And no other way, no other physical signs that I had other than a dream.
Yeah.
And, yeah, even the midwife couldn't tell anything. It wasn't until they did a few scans that, yeah, she was in distress, and then I was rushed off for an urgent caesar. And they said if I didn't have that dream, the baby mightn't have made it because I had something going on with my placenta and some other woman thing that meant that it may have been a stillborn. So no amount of money makes up for a dream that saved my baby's life, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
I have goosebumps right now, Lou. Yeah. That is an incredible story. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. And have you had any...
Yeah, I had no other signs.
Yeah, and did your doctors kind of laugh it off when you said, you know, it's because I'm based
on... No, they didn't actually. Apparently it can be a thing that, you know, if you're really attuned with your baby and, you know, it can just be a subtle sign that you've had... a bad, you know, mother's intuition, they say, and all mothers in the world would know mother's intuition is always right, and that bad dream was an intuition for me, so, yeah.
Wow.
That's mind-blowing.
How old's your child now?
She's 16 now, yeah.
Do you kind of hold it over her a bit? Like, I saved your life before you're even here, so...
No, she's a bit psychic herself, so, yeah. Another spooky thing happened when she was inside me. She... gave me weird pains and kicked on all of a sudden, and I was just about to step on a snake when I was out on a bushwalk and a hike. So she's mildly psychic herself. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a boot in the tummy that bent me over in two, so I couldn't walk anymore, and I looked up and I was about to step on a brown snake. So, she's got the power.
Pregnancy gave you magical powers, Lou. Like, that's the only way to describe it.
We only use 10% of our brains.
Mother's magical.
Yeah. You know. And ever since, have you had any more? I want to hear more. Are you like a proper psychic?
Yeah, I have, but we'd be here all day, Ellie.
Ellie's eyes are so wide right now, Lou.
Crazy.
Put aside a day next week, Lou, because Ellie wants to catch up.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
What did you get by lying?
Yeah, I've got to come clean here. I may have scored something for free with a lie on my recent trip.
Did you tell them you were a successful radio star? Because that would be a little, that would be a lie.
Because that would be the truth, Taz.
Oh, right.
Okay, very successful. Number three. No, we actually spoke about it last hour. Dan and I, my partner, went out for a beautiful dinner on our second or third night in Phuket. And... we had this rather expensive meal that we didn't realise was going to be that expensive because we didn't get the conversion at that point in time.
$300 steak, everybody. She thought it was $400, so she was actually pleasantly surprised at how cheap it was.
We felt sick when we figured out the conversion.
Top
but,
end of town.
You know, you win some, you lose some. And
you win some, you lose more. Thank you.
Lost a lot of baht that night.
What are you really gambling with?
Anyway, so that night we'd eaten the expensive steak, and because we'd spent a bit of money on the expensive steak, we had a lot of the servers coming out and having chats with us. We got top-notch service from
this
place.
Yes,
which
was
nice.
Yes.
And in one of the interactions with one of the servers, my partner Dan had slipped in, oh, it's Ellie's birthday, so that's why we're out celebrating.
Oh.
It was not my birthday's in November.
Did he say that knowing they were going to do something?
No.
That would have just been a, you know, sort of, it made sense why you would spend $300
exactly.
on a steak.
Exactly. He felt a bit sheepish that we were spending so much on the steak, I think. So we thought nothing of it. About an hour later, we'd finished our meal and the entire serving staff come out.
How many people?
About 10. Including the owner of the restaurant, the chef, and a bunch of servers came round to our table with a guitar, with maracas.
The pretty blonde girls have got a birthday, everybody. Who wants to sing it? Oh, everybody. Everybody does. Okay. Let's all do it then.
They sang me two verses of Happy Birthday. The owner,
who was
this lovely, like, Spanish woman, she was standing there with a bubble gun blowing bubbles on my face.
Is there a second verse to Happy Birthday?
But they just sang it twice. They went through it twice.
Oh, great.
Yeah. They kept going.
So excited.
It wasn't over with one.
Yeah, well, you'd spent $300 already at this point.
I was so mortified. But I can't be like, oh, he was kidding. It's not my birthday. I had to own it and be like, oh, thank you. Yep, great to be an Aquarius. Yeah. Like, I don't know what you say. And they bring out this beautiful, also very expensive, like chocolate dessert dish.
Wow.
With like layers upon layers of chocolate. They brought out a hammer to smash the chocolate with.
Oh, yeah.
And that was all for free. Nailed it.
Wow. You'd spent $300 on a steak. So really, it was a $250 steak and a $50 dessert.
True.
That's like, how the restaurant saw it.
We got this sucker with the expensive steak. Yeah. Better throw in something for free.
We've never sold the steak before, but apparently it's her birthday. Let's go to Watulla this afternoon. We've got Annette on the line. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
We're good. We're really good. What did you get from lying?
We got a few freebies. About 10 years ago, a friend and I went to the Gold Coast. My daughter had a 21st. Mm-hmm. And so we went out to check it out because we hadn't seen the nightclubs there. And the benefits of being an old duck, we were able to go into a nightclub, going up to the big, strong security bouncers saying we were looking for our daughter. They would let us in for free. And we went, and the first one worked, and then we carried on. So we're getting all these freebies. And then until we realized we were surrounded by the youth playing Hunt the Granny. So.
Hold on. It's what you just said. You were surrounded by youths playing Hunt a Granny.
Dancing around us. Then we realized that. Oh my gosh, this is fun, but it's not so fun anymore. But we got into a few nightclubs. We didn't pay for anything because they looked at us as old grannies looking for our lost daughter. And we said we were foreigners. We'd been in Australia for 20 years plus. They all thought we were from Africa. It was very funny.
So you
I remember
Cougars.
Actually, about 10 years ago, I was on the Gold Coast.
Were you hunting a granny?
I think I did with a couple of mates.
Oh, no.
And then you looked great back in the day.
Oh, and yeah, that is a great story. Good on you. I can't wait to be old. Oh, I probably am. I'm getting close to being old enough to say.
You could be let in saying, I'm looking for my daughter.
Literally, last time I went out on Ocean Street, someone called me a MILF. And I was like, I don't have kids, though. I'm one.
But that's
a kid.
That's a good thing, though.
I'm one of you.
545-11919. We do have a $50 Coles Myer voucher up for grabs this afternoon. What did you get from lying?
Yeah, let's go to 8-year-old Peyton. Tell us, have you gotten something from lying, Peyton?
Last year, I lied that it was my birthday and got a free lip gloss.
Wow. So when is your birthday, Peyton?
March the 10th.
And when was it when you lied? Like September or something?
June.
Oh, I was in June.
So how did you come up with the lie?
Just came to my head.
Yeah, great.
So were they offering free lip glosses for people whose birthday it was? Or did you just say like, oh, give me something, it's my birthday?
They were offering it for people that it was their birthday.
Oh.
Did you feel bad afterwards because you had to lie, Peyton?
Yeah.
You would feel bad that Mum spoke to her before this conversation and told her it's wrong to lie.
Yes, I was going to say. Hey, Peyton, do you still use the lip gloss, though?
Yeah.
Tastes good lying, doesn't it, Peyton? No, but you've learnt your lesson. Only lie for free stuff, right?
No,
Not to Mum and Dad.
No, we don't lie anymore, do we, Peyton?
No.
Those days of crime are behind us.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Crazy story developing over in China at the moment. China's Shandong province, there is a chemical group, a company over there that has actually told its 1,200 employees that any unmarried workers, including those who are divorced, are required to, quote, resolve your personal marriage issues by the end of September this year. So these are pretty much...
Kicking them while they're down.
Have a listen to this. If not completed by the first quarter, this is a direct quote, you must write a self-reflection.
Oh, well, that's nice.
So, you know, by the end of March, if you're still single, if you're not married, let us know why. Then, if not completed by the second quarter, the company will conduct an evaluation.
What, if you haven't completed the self...
The marriage.
The self-reflection or the marriage,
no,
right?
No, if you haven't completed the marriage...
Right.
...by June, you could be single on Tinder.
Oh, bless.
You've got 6 months to turn it around. Put it in your bio. Go, look, have a listen to this. If you cannot get married and establish a family by the third quarter, the company will terminate your labour contract.
Shh, that's got to be against the law in some way, shape, or form.
If you're not married...
It's a lot of pressure. I said before, like, I'm a 33-year-old unmarried gal. I feel pressure, but my workplace isn't like, Ellie, if you're not married by June,
could you imagine,
you're gone.
Just imagine if that happened over here.
Yeah. You couldn't. You couldn't
do it. It's crazy. So the Chinese government has this ongoing push to encourage younger generations to get married and have kids in order to counter the declining birth rate over there. So there's obviously this push to, like... Have babies, everybody.
Yeah.
And this company obviously just wants married employees.
This is the country that had the one-child limit for years as well. So that didn't turn out very good for them. Well, now are they like, just have as many kids as you want?
Well, I mean, it's not like they're... I mean, their population is declining. There's still 1.4 billion people in China.
Yeah, but they've probably got, like, stuff for 1.4 billion people. So if there's less, more stuff for everybody. Great.
That's right.
Look at our take on the economy.
However, they have received quite a bit of backlash on social media.
Bold, yeah.
Surprise, surprise. And so now Chinese media is reporting that that officials from this company have actually said, maybe we should withdraw this.
Maybe it's not a good idea forcing our employees to get married.
Crazy though, right? So the first quarter, if you're not married, you've got to write a self-reflection. Second quarter, the company conducts an evaluation.
We should all be writing self-reflections.
As to why you're single.
No, not necessarily for that, but just, you know, but as a bit of PG, personal
growth.
What
would you write in your self-reflections? Let's say you work for this company in China.
Yeah.
End of March, so like 4 weeks rolls around. You're with Dan, but that's not good enough for this company.
Okay, we got to get married.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, like, I'm waiting for him to put a ring on us. So I'd be like, I don't know, self. I thought I was a great cat. He doesn't want
to
marry me.
To self. You're looking great.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Footy's back, baby.
Yeah, a couple more days to get your fantasy team locked and loaded before the game kicks off Sunday morning.
I haven't done that yet. Get your tips in as well. We have launched a footy tipping comp, CFM tipping on ESPN Tips. So join that now.
Totally.
But Vegas round is obviously happening this weekend, and we thought, let's talk to someone who's been there, done that.
Been a part of it maybe last year. So you sent him a DM a couple of days ago.
I did. Kevvy Walters, former Brisbane Broncos coach, currently working for Fox Sports and host of his new podcast, Inside Ball. He joins us now. Hello, Kevvy.
Ah, good afternoon, people. How are we?
Yeah, we are great, thanks.
Good, Kevvy.
How are you feeling? You didn't quite crack it over to Vegas this time around?
No, they left me here, unfortunately. But look, I had a good time over there last year. Different circumstances, of course. We were preparing for a game, so it's a little bit different. As the supporters and fans I've seen, you know, picked up the last couple of days, they're just enjoying themselves so much. So it's great to see. And that's what you do in Vegas, don't you?
Right.
You know, you go there to have a good time and let your hair down. But from a football point of view, I'm sure all the players and coaches and all the staff that are over there are really focused, you know, on Sunday or Saturday's game there, but Sunday here, it's because there's 2 points at stake for all the teams that are playing, you know, so it's big time.
Kevvy, was it weird being overseas and yet everybody you bumped into was an Aussie?
lots of Kiwis there too as well, my friend. So and lots of Englishmen there too this year because Wigan are playing Warrington to open up Sunday's matches, and the Englishmen are flowing and women are flowing through Vegas. It's a bit shorter trip for the English, I believe, to get there. So it's not quite a longer haul on the flight. But, yeah, look, lots of different fans and supporters from all around the globe really have ascended to Vegas for this weekend's game.
It's such a good idea. I was watching the Matty Johns show the other night, and it just looks like such a vibe over there.
Yeah. We want to get there next year.
Yeah, I'm an AFL girl from way back, Kevvy, because I grew up in Western Australia. I'm like, when's the AFL getting onto this? They need to do a Vegas round, do an LA round or something. Now, Kevvy, must feel very different for you this year, just like a weight off your shoulders, is it, almost? You know, you get to watch footy and just enjoy footy now rather than analyse it.
Well, it is. It's certainly different preparation for me this year for the season, you know, with the work on Fox and Inside Ball, the podcast that I've got out. But, you know, that's why you coach and that's why you take on those roles, because you really do enjoy the responsibility and everything that goes with it. There's a lot of pressure and all those other things around, you know, head coaching, particularly in the NRL, but that's part of the enjoyment, part of the challenge. Mm-hmm. So it has been different, and I am enjoying, you know, my work that I'm doing at the moment. So I'm pretty blessed. I'm a huge rugby league fan. So all my kids are playing, you know, at different levels of the sport. So we're just a rugby league family, and we're looking forward to the NRL, you know, kicking off this weekend.
Who's your money on for the year, Kevy? At the end of the year, who's making it to the grand final and who's taking it out, do you think?
Yeah, look, I don't like tipping because you can become quite a fool quite easily, but the Storm for mine would be the one. Penrith, you know, Broncos are going to be thereabouts if they can stay healthy. They've got some great players coming through there. But one of those three, I would have thought. And Cronulla are another one who I think are not so much on the improve, because they've been there the last couple of years. Mm. But I just feel that they're a team that can make just some small steps to make big steps, if that makes sense.
They're in my top two. I had to write my top eight. Yep, they're my grand finalists. So, Kevy, you and I are on the same page.
Well, you talk. No, let's be honest with all the listeners. You told me to say that to give yourself a break.
Well, I have been saying you and I are now friends now that we've been Instagram DMing each other, Kevy. So, you know, I've claimed it.
Yeah, no worries. We're on now. We're linked up. We're hooked up. We're ready to go.
Amazing. Kevy, well, thank you so much for giving us some time this afternoon. Yeah. And you do have a new podcast, Inside Ball. It's with Jerno, Ben Dobbin. Yeah. You're loving that?
Yeah, loving that. So much fun. We're only two or three episodes in, so we're trying to build our audience. But it's a fun show. It all covers everything in the NRL, what's happening news-wise, mm-hmm. Broncos-wise, particularly the Queensland clubs, Queensland-based clubs. So, yeah, lots to talk about in the NRL. But, you know, I thought my wife and I were heading to Noosa this afternoon. Unfortunately, we couldn't get there. So I'm sure it's going to be a great weekend up in the Sunshine Coast, and sun shining. Football on Sunday doesn't get any better than that, does it?
Well, next time you're up, let us know, Kevy. We'll have you in studio for more chats.
No worries. I look forward to that.
Well, you're best friends now,
yeah,
aren't
you? Exactly. Yeah, besties. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Everyone can do with a best friend, can't they?
So
you can always
true.
Have one more. That's pretty cool.
Kevy Walters, thanks for coming on the show. No,
thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I want to set the scene of a romantic encounter I had on my recent overseas adventure.
Yes.
Flew through the night, left
Brisbane. Wow, very romantic.
Yeah, so it didn't start off very romantic.
The red eye.
Landed in Phuket, Thailand. And it was my partner Dan's birthday.
Yes.
The day that we landed. So we thought, you know, we've flown through the night, let's do something relaxing before we could even check into our room. So we said to the hotel staff, hey, have you got a spa here? Because we want some TLC. They said, sure, we have a very romantic couples massage that you could do.
Oh.
And we said, okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
So they led us to this beautiful day spa, right? And we had to go up into this treehouse almost.
Wow.
It was an open air balcony situation.
Yes.
And there were two massage beds there.
OH&S, not present probably.
No.
In the treehouse situation in Thailand.
Well, there were two beds. You had the lapping water around you, the breeze in the trees. Yeah, it was just the most beautiful location ever. Thank you. Honestly, it's like I'm back there now. So we both got undressed.
Dan, I love you. Love you too, Ellie.
Yeah, honestly, you're setting the scene perfectly.
I'm so tired from the flight.
Are you done?
We're so high up. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done now.
Okay, cool.
Probably.
So there's two beds. We get into our dressing gowns and then we lie face down, ready for our massages. And the woman starts massaging me. She's doing a great job. However, I haven't yet mentioned that at the time I had a sinus infection.
Right.
And so my mucus production was in overdrive.
Uh-huh.
So I'm lying there with my face in the hole.
Oh, no. Nose down.
Nose down.
Dripping.
Literally. I could feel... I'm going to bring the romantic music down. I could feel my nose. Had to go. And then in the end, I was like, I can't sniff anymore. I'm going to just have to let this go. And so, sure enough, my nose starts dripping. And underneath the face hole, they'd put a bowl of like
steam incense or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And flowers in it.
Yes.
And my snot.
Did it make what? Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Did you get a strand from your nose to hit?
No.
Completely down to the bottom?
No.
Like Spider-Man thread?
No, okay. Thank God, because that would have been mortifying. Yeah. But can you do your sound effects from before?
Mm. Dan, I love your muscles.
Plop. Plop. Plop.
He couldn't hear the plops.
Yeah.
Dan couldn't hear the plops.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a superhuman if he could hear plops.
He is a superhuman. He's got bloodhound hearing. He's like, what was that dripping sound? I was like, oh, bro, that was just my nose.
Did you not think about, like, you know how when you have a really runny nose and you're in the shower or something, you can just go shh and just, like, blow it out?
Yeah, but that would have been grosser. That would have definitely ruined the romance more. Well, then my lady eventually is like, okay, turn around. I'll do your front now. And as she does, I'm like wiping my nose, trying to stop it. And she goes, excuse me, would you like a tissue? And I was like, yes, please.
Have you got a box?
Yes, please. It was revolting. I felt so bad. At the end, I was like, do you want me to clean this bowl for you? And they're like, no, that's okay. We'll do it. We'll do it. I was like, no, let me do it.
We charged it to your room. What room number was that again?
So mortifying. 545-11919. Have you had something ruin the romance? Or maybe just a nice moment that you were having and then something just went ruined.
It just didn't quite go to plan. 545-11919 or bonus points for drippy mucus stories. Hey, let's go to Noosaville. G'day, Karen.
G'day. How are you guys?
Well, Karen, have you had a romantic moment ruined?
Kind of, yes. Going back a little while, my partner and I, we've been together for a little while, a few years, and when we first got together, about a month or so later, it was his 50th birthday. So I thought, all right, we'll go away for the weekend.
Yeah,
so
lovely.
I booked us in down at, I don't know if I should name the nice resort on the Pumicestone Passage down at Caloundra.
Okay, yeah. Keep the names out of it, Karen, and we'll just play it safe.
Lovely, lovely big resort. Had it as a big surprise and everything. We checked in and we realised that we were on the fourth floor. So we walked in and it was okay and everything. And I thought, I'm going to be cheeky here. So I went back down to reception and I said, it was his 50th birthday. Is there any chance we could go up a bit? And there's 10 floors in this place. So we had a lovely view on the fourth floor and everything. I just thought, no, I want to be higher. So they upgraded us to the 10th floor.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, score. So we got in the elevator, we went up, yep, sure, nice apartment and everything, went to look out on the view and we're looking straight down at the public dunny block. That was our view.
Oh, you want an upgrade, do you? Well, here's an upgrade.
We got an upgrade looking straight at the big dunny block.
Oh.
So that was a bit of a down.
The person at the front desk's like, ha, this chick wants to change rooms. I'll show her.
Yep.
Yeah, I wasn't quite game to do it again.
Yeah. Fair enough. Great one, Karen. Keep the calls coming, Sunny Coast. 545-11919. What were in the romance?
Would you go back down and go, actually, I'll have the fourth floor.
Yeah.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Shall we?
Let's do it. Not often do you ask me. You just give me a bit of Bandle, whether I like it or not.
I do. And I love it that Champagne Showers is the unofficial theme song of Bandle.
Oh, that is this song.
Yeah.
Well done. Champagne a little bit of LMFAO. Showers. Okay, we're going back to 2005 today for our mystery song. If it's your first time playing, firstly, welcome to the Bandle-atorium. No, the Bandle Zone.
The Bandle Room? Band Room.
The Bandle Coliseum. Every day we enter, only one person gets to leave. However, it is the person that correctly guesses today's song. We're going back to 2005. Why we love the game so much is the song gets chosen for us by this app. So, Ellie, we're all playing along like you.
That's why sometimes this segment's crap, because it's an old song that no one's ever heard of.
Yep.
But that's pretty rare.
And we don't know when it's coming.
Yeah. All right. What we know about today's song is it was released in 2005. And it's a difficulty of medium,
yeah.
So it could be here a while.
We're going to add on instrument by instrument. Strings, guitar, voice cover. So there's not a huge amount to this song.
All right, let's listen to layer number one.
Oh, God.
I could play this on the violin.
Did you play the cello?
I did play the cello.
Hmm. Was that it?
Oh, no. Mozart. Oh. Oh, God.
I've had enough. Can we stop
Sounds
this?
Like a,
That's enough.
Like a 7-year-old learning the violin.
Where does it go from there?
Right.
No one's going to guess that. 545-11919, if you think you know what that monstrosity was.
If you can get it from layer number one, I'll give you, I was going to say $1 million, but I shouldn't say that on the at a radio station because we might actually have to commit. All right, let's go layer two.
Unfortunately, layer two is also titled Strings.
This will be where the cello comes in, though, everyone's favourite instrument.
Oh, that's what we needed, more strings. Oh, God.
Oh!
You're listening to CFM.
Oh.
What is this? I don't want to play this.
You don't want to play? No. Well, we did warn people that sometimes the segment's crap.
Foreshadowing.
So, okay, hated that again. Yeah. Let's add some guitar.
Oh!
Oh! Who would have thought?
545-11919. Have you got it? Give us a call.
Who knew there were strings in this song? And how the strings add absolutely nothing, and then the guitar, as soon as it kicks off, you know exactly what it is.
Can we give people the voice cover as well? Because it is a little tough.
Is it? I feel like this is the most recognisable guitar riff since Jack Johnson and Taylor. They say Taylor was a good girl. All right, we'll give
it's not, but it's not Jack Johnson. Here we go.
I mean, if you're not getting that, Sunny Coast, that's on you.
Not often do you get shamed for not getting something right. She doesn't get to do that in Under the Pump Kids because when kids lose, we have to be nice.
True.
Ellie doesn't get to go, well, that's on you. Should have studied harder in grade two.
Also, the first two layers, I had no idea what this was.
No.
Jessie, is that you or hello?
It is. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Jessie. We're well, thank you. Do you know what
that's
that song
good.
Is?
Hey there, Delilah.
Sure is.
Correct.
Yeah.
Did you also get it as soon as the guitar began?
Yep, definitely. It's the song I hate the most in the world.
Yeah, I was going to say, it didn't get any better the more instruments we add. I'm so glad you don't like it either.
Oh, I like it. Jesse, quick like little crowd reaction poll.
Oh, here we go.
Thoughts on Bandle as a segment?
I love it. I need to get out of the car to go get something, and I stayed in it just to listen to it because I need to know what the song was.
You know what? At radio school, they teach you that that's what you're aiming for with your listeners.
Yeah, exactly. You're nailing it.
The reason Jessie stayed in the car is she heard, if you can get it from this layer, I'm going to give you $1 million.
Yeah. Thanks, Jessie.
Hey, Janie.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Can't touch this. Stop. Tidbit time.
Alrighty, Tazzy. Today's tidbit is a shout out to our new best friend of the show.
Yes, we've got a couple of best friends. They're yet to reply to all of our messages, unfortunately.
Yeah, they may not know that they're our best friends, but we sure know them. Mm. This is a Pomona man. He held the only Division 1 winning entry in the Set for Life draw that was drawn a couple of days ago.
Yep.
He's now going to get 20 grand a month for the next 20 years.
Wow.
4.8 milli.
Wow.
Would you prefer?
I would much prefer that than a lump sum.
Same.
Because you win every 4 weeks.
Yeah.
It feels like you've just won the lottery. 20 grand is enough to go, oh, wow, look at that.
Right. And you still have to have a bit of like financial...
Totally. It doesn't make you lazy because a lot of people that win that big money, they just kind of start spending left, right, and center. Houses, cars, no worries, and then it's all gone. Whereas this, you cannot spend it all.
Right, and then you're still kind of the common man because you could buy a $2 million house, but you still have to pay it off. Pay off your mortgage with your 20 grand a month.
Yep.
You know
what
I mean?
Wow, 20 grand a month.
What I would do. But congratulations
have
to
we him. Do we know if he's quitting his job?
We do not know. A tradie, I
would
believe
you?
He was.
Would you? 20 grand a month?
No.
5 grand a week?
No.
You wouldn't not work?
No. Not right now. You know?
Yeah.
Fair. Like, I wouldn't just not rock up. Maybe I'd not rock up tomorrow because it's a Friday and I've got 20 grand in the
bank. Take a little long weekend.
But I'd rock up on Monday.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. Otherwise, it'd be the And Taz show and nobody wants that. No
I definitely try and aim for like a 4-day week, though.
We don't have a name of the Pomona man?
No, they never name them.
Well,
I know. Otherwise,
he's our best
we'd all
friend.
Slide into their DMs.
He's our best friend. We would like to go out for dinner, celebrate the new friendship.
Absolutely.
He can shout.
Oh, look, I'm happy to shout the first one.
And maybe we make it a monthly thing.
Yeah.
from him.
The first of every month.
Let's lock in the next 20 years from Owner Man.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
The highs and the lows of the week that's been.
Let's rewind, shall we?
CFM's Ellie and Taz.
The highlight tape.
3, 2, 1.
After 3 weeks of holidays, we were finally back on the air. And there's one thing I missed more than anything. Doing the weather. It's been a while since I looked at the bomb. But let's talk weather.
This is 3 weeks worth of wait. Sunny Coast, get ready.
But we did have an interesting break. Taz got food poisoning on a train in Egypt, and I came back pretty much fluent in Japanese.
Can you say I spent too much on a steak?
I don't know the word for steak. Wagyu is transferable.
Yeah, it is.
Takai desu ne.
Yeah.
Very expensive. But oishii desu ne.
Yeah.
Very delicious.
Very delicious.
Yeah. I also nearly got proposed to. We're in this really romantic place in Phuket.
Yeah.
And we were going up for a sunset drink up onto this rooftop-y thing.
Mm-hmm.
We get to the top of the stairs and he goes on one knee.
Yeah.
And then he gets back up again and gets down on the other knee and he's like, I'm just doing some lunges, babe. Don't worry about me over here.
No.
But because we've been gone so long and we miss you so much, it was important to find out what you've been up to.
Sandy, what have you got up to in the last week?
So I had surgery last Tuesday. It will allow me to run and jump and sneeze and cough without wetting myself.
Oh,
I mean, those are the basics. That's what we want from it every day, isn't
and
it?
And turns out Taz wasn't the only one suffering from a belly bug.
It was coming out of absolutely everywhere. One was in the sink, one was in the toilet. We had to end up calling a private doctor all the way from Orange County to drive out to LA, where she spent 6 hours hanging off IV drips from the roof and every sort of hanging she could possibly find in the room.
I went on a date. Obviously, he had some flatulence, so that had happened, but I was covered in gastro. All over my sheets, my bed, everything, and I was like, what the... And I wanted to, like, kick him out, but then his were like, I think I've got a virus. So I spent 3 days caring for him. And then I felt guilty, so then we've just celebrated our 33-year wedding anniversary.
No! Vicky! Yeah.
We got up to date with some local news. Ocean Street's getting a little zhuzh.
Oh, how are they zhuzhing it?
They've put up lights, like sparkly LED lights.
Oh, around all the trees.
Around all the trees.
Yep.
And they're planning on getting a printed mural.
Okay, I grew up here. When I was about 16, 17, it had a zhuzh. When I was about 23, 24, it had a zhuzh. It's a frequent zhuzher.
It's
collected a few
frequent
zhuzh
points over its time. And we launched our own free footy tipping competition ahead of the NRL season kicking off this weekend. Still time to join if you want to. Visit ESPN Footy Tips, get an account, and join CFM Tipping Comp.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcast. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.